Hello, boys and girls. I hope you've brushed your teeth, you've washed your face, and you're ready for your story. So tonight's story is going to be one that you may have heard before. It's called Giraffes Can't Dance, and it's by Giles Andrade and Guy Parker Rees. I'm sorry if those names were wrong. Okay, I think I shall start now. Gerald was a tall giraffe whose neck was long and slim, but his knees were awfully bandy and his legs were rather thin. I'm not sure what bandy means. I shall have to look that up. He was very good at standing still and munching shoots off trees, but when he tried to run around, he buckled at the knees. Now, every year in Africa, they hold the jungle dance, where every single animal turns up to skip and prance. And this year, when the day arrived, poor Gerald felt rather sad, because when it came to dancing, he was really very trash. The warthogs started waltzing and the rhinos rock and rolled. The lions danced a tango, which was elegant and bold. I didn't know lions can tango. The chimps all did a cha-cha with a very Latin feel. And eight baboons then teamed up for a splendid Scottish reel. Gerald swallowed bravely as he walked towards the floor, but the lions saw him coming and they soon began to roar. "Hey, look at clumsy Gerald!" The animals all laughed. "Giraffes can't dance, you silly fool." "Oh, Gerald, don't be daft." Gerald simply froze up. He was rooted to the spot. "They're right," he thought. "I'm useless. Oh, I feel like such a clot." So he crept off from the dance floor and he started walking home. He'd never felt so sad before, so sad and so alone. And in the picture, all of the animals are now doing a conga. They're doing a jungle conga. Poor Gerald. Then he found a little clearing and he looked up at the sky. "The moon can be so beautiful," he whispered with a sigh. "Man, this is all rhyming." "Excuse me," coughed the cricket, who'd seen Gerald earlier on. "But sometimes when you're different, you just need a different song. Listen to the swaying trees and listen to the grass. To me, the sweetest music is the breezes in the branches." So imagine that lovely moon is playing just for you. Everything makes music if you really wanted to. Well, there's a book for like toddlers or something. So it's all rhyming and yeah, I can't just make a book play music if I wanted to, so. With that, the cricket smiled and picked up his violin. "Crickets are violins," thought it was grasshoppers from James and the Giant Peach, you know? Then Gerald felt his body do the most amazing thing. His hooves had started shuffling, making circles on the ground. His neck was gently swaying and his tail was swishing round. He threw his arms out sideways and he swung them everywhere. Then he did a backward somersault and leapt up in the air. "I thought giraffes only have four legs, they don't have arms." It should be legs. Gerald felt so wonderful. His mouth was open wide. "I am dancing. Yes, I am dancing. I am dancing," Gerald cried. Then one by one, each animal who'd been there at the dance arrived while Gerald boogied on and watched him quite entranced. They shouted, "It's a miracle. We must be in a dream. Gerald's the best dancer that we've ever seen. How is it that you can dance like that? Please, Gerald, tell us how." But Gerald simply twizzled round and finished with a bow. Then he raised his head and looked up at the moon and stars above. "We all can dance," he said, "when we find music that we love." The end. Okay, boys and girls, that's the end of the story. I hope you liked it. Sorry if this story is super short. If you want to listen to the story again, then you can find it soon enough on the Sosie Storytime YouTube channel called Sosie Storytime, the Sosie Storytime website at storytime.sosie.org, and the radio at radio.sosie.org. There's more information on the website. Okay, boys and girls, that is the end of the story. I hope you liked it, and I will see you next time. Bye!